Parshas Va'ira is, of course, dominated by the Makos, by the show of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world and to the Bnei Yisrael of the powers that he could do. And yet we find a very strange pasuk right before the introduction to the Makos. First, we have a brief record in Parshas Va'ira of the families of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Then the conversations, and Moshe is going to go to Paro. And right before we learn about the Makos, it tells us, Moshe ben Shmonim Shana. And Moshe was 80 years old. Why do we need this information? What is it doing for us? And here in Parshas Va'ira, in the discussion of the great power of Hashem and the Makos, why do we have to know Moshe ben Shmonim Shana? Explains Rabbi Zalman Saratskin and the Yaznaim LaTorah, a very important lesson of what seems to be a small piece of information. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu composes a number of prakim of Tehillim. Perek Tzadi, which is the beginning of the Prakim, that he composed Tfilo the Moshe. In that Perek, we are told, Yemei Shnoseinu Bahem Shivim Shana. The span of one's life is 70 years. Vim Givuros. Right, but if he's really strong and he has enough to keep him, Shmonim Shana. Then it lasts 80 years. Moshe Rabbeinu writes this Perek of Tehillim, and he makes this point, that at least during his period of time, people were generally living whatever it was, 70, 80, not that many more years. And says Rav Saratskin, it's at that age, when even if Bim Begvuros, Shmonim Shana, even if he had all the strength, he would have been retired. If all of this, this is when Moshe Rabbeinu begins his mission to take out the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu, it all begins at the age of 80. The achievements of Moshe, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, fighting for the Jews after the Egel, bringing them to the land of Israel, all of this begins after Vim Bigvuros Shmonim Shana. And it is never too late. It is never at any point where a person feels that he's done enough, that he's contributed enough, that he's achieved enough. There's a thing as retirement in the world of Avodas Hashem. And here Moshe Rabbeinu, the story of Moshe tells us that the obligation that we have towards each other, towards our nation, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spans every age and every stage of our lives, offering new opportunities, different things at different ages. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who writes in Bigvuro Shmonim Shana, is precisely when he begins his great career, so to speak, of taking out the Jewish people.